This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Carly Fleming, an RN, BSN, Certified Breastfeeding Specialist and Postpartum Care Specialist. She is the co-founder of Fourth Trimester Foundations that helps women through all that is needed after childbirth. And Carly, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, and thank you for coming out to be with us here today. So as we know, spring is just around the corner, and many say this is the beloved birth season. So first, Carly, tell us about your background as a postpartum specialist. Let's start there.
Thank you for asking. I'm a postpartum and newborn nurse, like you mentioned. I have my bachelor's. That's what the BSN is. And I am a boy mom to two little guys. They're wild. I work as a nurse both in the hospital and in the birth center setting. The postpartum period, or like I call it the fourth trimester, which is kind of confusing, but it's no joke trying to recover from, you know, having a baby and also trying to recover yourself, maybe even feeding a little human or two, is wild. But I'm so passionate about postpartum that I started a company, like you mentioned. It's called Fourth Trimester Foundations. I focus on empowering and educating not just women who are having babies, but their whole family and whoever is supporting them during postpartum. I like to do this during pregnancy, and just not enough parents are prepared for what to expect after baby at no fault really of their own. So I am here to change that.
And making a difference, I have no doubt about that. So tell me, Carly, what are some of the most surprising things moms face postpartum, and what are some of your suggestions on those as well?
All right, Eric, so where do I start? But every birth and everyone's experience is different. But one of the biggest surprises in moms that I work with is pain and discomfort. Whether it is pain down there in their perineum or pain at like a surgical site, it's pretty universal to experience some kind of discomfort. So as a nurse and a mom, there are a handful of products specifically that I recommend to my patients and my friends. One of them being Dermoplast postpartum spray. And this is a brand, Dermoplast, that a lot of moms know and love, but it's a new product from them. It's a spray that offers the immediate relief, and there's a no-touch aspect to it. And it's aimed right at the site that hurts the most, because for every vaginal birth, that's definitely in a different spot. I spray it on so many of my patients postpartum when I work at the hospital, and it's trusted by like 90% of hospitals in the U.S. and by nurses and moms like me. And the birth center, it's also used a lot as well, and it just remains just as important at home right after having your baby for, you know, weeks after. But as a postpartum nurse, as you can imagine, I'm a big hit at baby showers because everything I give is for mom, mostly in their boob and butt areas. And everyone's kind of surprised, like, why did she give all that weird stuff? But I know the stuff that moms need to recover specifically for them. So what I typically give at a baby shower is a mixture of what's on the mom's registry and things based on my experience that they'll likely need, based on things that they'll face postpartum. So one of them being Dermoplast postpartum spray, of course, in that iconic blue can. It's actually been around for 50 years. My mom was probably using it. I should ask her. But other things that I like to include in a gift for moms is, as a nurse and a mom, if first baby or fifth baby, is like an angled peri bottle, like a spray bottle to cleanse the hard to reach places, and flushable wipes to kind of pat clean and dry, because you're not really supposed to be wiping too much at this point when everything's so tender and swollen. Some mesh underwear that have pads in them, making the frequent trips to the bathroom a lot easier. And another thing that can raise their knees higher than their hips, it's like a travel-sized little stool to make pooping, that first poop after baby, easier, because that is hard as well. And another one that's kind of surprising that I give to moms is called peppermint essential oil. It is this tried and true postpartum nurse trick. It doesn't go on their skin, but it goes into the toilet to help make it easier to relax and get that first pee out, and, you know, much more comfortably. So along with the butt area that I like to focus on for people's recovery, I also like to focus on their boobs. And for those choosing to breastfeed, I like to offer them a nipple cream, a straw water bottle, because when you breastfeed, you are so thirsty. As soon as the baby latches, it's kind of amazing how that works. And also snacks, all the snacks, hydration and food are key for milk making. And I like to gift all these things in my basket and remind moms that they can lean not just on me, but on other people for their support and listening to their body, like giving it what it needs, relieving that pain, however they feel is best, resting and nourishing. And I don't want them to feel like they're alone, because they're not. Moms have been doing this for thousands of years, and it's a roller coaster, but with the right support, the roller coaster is a little bit more fun and less crazy.
And that certainly is an understatement right there. Now tell me, I'm sure you've piqued the interest of the listening audience. Where can new moms or those supporting new moms go to find some of these items you mentioned?
Yeah, Eric, good question. I don't want anyone to miss out on any of these items. A lot of these items you can actually find at Walmart or walmart.com. They started a new section. It's within the baby care section. It's called the Care for New and Expecting Moms. In some Walmarts, it's actually calls that on the top, and others it's just you kind of have to know where to look. But that blue can with the pink writing that says Dermoplast postpartum spray is nestled within there as well. I actually just went to my local one and my Walmart, and I found it as well. So Walmart or walmart.com.
Certainly easy enough. And again, Carly, we thank you for what you're doing, for joining us here today. We're speaking with Carly Fleming, an RN, BSN, Certified Breastfeeding Specialist and Postpartum Care Specialist. She is the co-founder of Fourth Trimester Foundations that helps women through all that is needed after childbirth. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Female Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, why is it also important to support new moms after childbirth? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, it's so important. It's literally like the launching point for the rest of their lives, right? Like, I like to use the analogy of a wedding day. It's like people spend all of their time preparing for their wedding, you know, when it's really just a day. The same is kind of with birth as well. It is a day. It's a very important day, your baby's birth, but it's the beginning of the rest of your life that you have ahead with them. So preparing for the time after, not just the wedding or your baby's birth, is what really makes a difference. So getting those new things in place. Part of what I do within the business that I own, Fourth Trimester Foundations, is I tell moms what to expect postpartum in a hopefully less scary way. Some moms don't want to hear it, and that's okay. We don't, you know, they don't need to take the class. That's okay. But a lot of things that moms experience during birth and pregnancy that kind of linger on sound really awful on paper. Like, it doesn't seem worth it, but I promise as a mom that it is. So, you know, breaking it down, I have a kind of like a 5 areas that I tell moms to focus on during pregnancy that carry over into postpartum. So listening to your body, there's that dinner plate size wound inside of your uterus that needs to heal. It's a big deal. It gets smaller and you lose a lot of blood, but it gets smaller in time. But for recovery and listening to your body and everything, I like to use the Dermoplast postpartum spray, like I mentioned. And I also had a vaginal birth personally and a cesarean birth. So I used Motrin after my C-section and some like anti-gas meds that really helped as well. Another one is asking for help. So no one was meant to do postpartum alone. Ask for help, even if it feels out of character for you, not just the people that are caring for you in the hospital or birth center or that you hire, but your family and friends. You know, everyone says, let me know if you need anything. And that's your time to let them know if you need something. Postpartum mood and anxiety disorders are way more prevalent than I think a lot of people realize. 1 in 5 moms, so 20% of moms, experience a postpartum mood or anxiety disorder. So it's not just postpartum depression, it's postpartum anxiety, postpartum OCD, psychosis. There's so many other things that go into it. And 1 in 10 fathers actually will experience this as well, which is kind of a little known fact. So with the proper help, that's kind of less likely, or it'll hit less hard, these types of things. Getting that education, which is probably why some of you listening are here. And that's what I do for my business as well, educating on what to expect, nourishing your body, kind of what I alluded to in the basket that I give to friends, what you're craving, what you crave during pregnancy, you can have it postpartum. You did lose a lot of blood, right? So no matter how your baby was born, you need to take care of it with nourishing foods and stuff. And the last one is minimizing comparing yourself to other people. This carries over a lot into pregnancy too. A lot of people think, oh, they have such an easy pregnancy. They look like they love it. And I'm over here hating pregnancy. And the same is with postpartum. Like, no one's postpartum experience is the same, even your own, between baby one and five and everywhere in between. Trying not to let comparing yourself to other people steal like the joy that you have the potential to have with your baby. So everyone's timeline is different. And the 6-week mark that everyone talks about when you're supposed to be healed and recovered and ready to go for everything is not how most people feel at that time frame.
Once again, very informative and insightful. Really appreciate all of this. Now, also, how important is it for moms having a spray like Dermoplast to create one that specifically calls out postpartum use?
Yeah, I was really surprised to see that they had this product. Postpartum is such a time of uncertainty and sleep deprivation and being covered in spit up and all the other things and being vulnerable that having something that outright tells you it's designed specifically for you and all the potentially painful things you're experiencing is such a comfort. It removes one of the millions of stressors that it is having a baby. Dermoplast postpartum spray literally has postpartum on the label. You know it's going to get you and your perianal area through all the pains that are associated with this crazy postpartum period that is your fourth trimester and the beginning of the rest of your life.
Again, Carly, we thank you for what you do and for joining us here today. If listeners wanted to get further information, whether if it is fourth trimester foundations or anything on Dermoplast, where do you recommend folks checking out things online?
Go to walmart.com or dermoplast.com. We'll have a lot of information on the product, or they also have socials. Also, I am working as a brand partner with them, so I'm sharing a lot about Dermoplast on my channel. It's Instagram is probably the most active way. It's at Fourth Tri, T-R-I Foundations, or my website is fourththrimesterfoundations.com, but that's where you can find me. There's a lot about Dermoplast on there as well because I genuinely endorse it and use it so much and everything like that. So,
and listeners, don't forget to check out the show notes where you can find these links according to the broadcast here today. Carly, all the best. And again, we thank you for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Carly Fleming, an RN, BSN, Certified Breastfeeding Specialist and Postpartum Care Specialist. She is also the co-founder of Fourth Trimester Foundations that helps women through all that is needed after childbirth. And for further details, visit fourththrimesterfoundations.com or dermoplast.com. Again, this has been Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.